This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Now, I know this guy's had curveballs thrown to him in the past, but let's face it, he may have been remembered as this great CEO of Ford Motor Company, but he was really admired as a spectacular weathercaster on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. So, Alan, I'm going to give you an opportunity to once again regale our WJR listeners with this fine weather forecast.
Well, clearly it's going to be a wonderful, balmy day here, and it's just another day in paradise. Enjoy.
It is indeed another day in paradise. And see, as we've often said, if Alan were standing on top of a burning car, he would say, boy, it's a good-looking day. Everything's going great. So we can say, yes, there's a heat advisory. Is it going to be a great day? Heat advisory for today. Highs in the 90s. Stay out of the heat. Stay hydrated, and you'll be just fine. 73 degrees right now. But, yes, it is another beautiful day in paradise, and that's how you ended every weather forecast on our program for a number of years. And this is not only going to be a great day, it's a great night, because tonight is the night that, along with some other great notables, the former Ford Motor Company president and CEO, Alan Mulally, goes into the Automotive Hall of Fame. Congratulations to you, Alan.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm looking so forward to seeing all the industry leaders and participating tonight. But what I'm really going to comment on is that I'm going to receive this recognition on behalf of all of our fantastic employees, all the men and women of the Ford Motor Company, because not only did we save Ford, but we created a sustainable, profitably growing corporation for the good of everybody associated with Ford. So I'm really looking forward to it.
In case you think Alan is saying that just for the radio audience, I can tell you this. When we reached out to him upon hearing about this award and congratulating him, the very first thing he said is, I can't believe everything we all accomplished. All these hardworking men and women of Ford Motor Company have saved the company, have turned it around, and now heading to record profits in recent years, including earnings of $2.5 billion in the first quarter of 2016. And that young man, Mark Fields, certainly grew into his own and picked up the mantle and kept it going with the One Ford strategy.
Well, absolutely. And, it's just so neat to reflect on the call I got from Bill Ford, his tremendous leadership and trust and belief in me. And I remember when he introduced me to Mark and the team, and we selected the business unit leaders around the world, the skill team leaders that went across the world. And then we started to work together, and we agreed on a process that you have covered very well, and also expected behaviors. And to see Mark and the entire leadership team, almost all in place, after all these years, take it to the next level of performance is very, very rewarding and satisfying to all of us.
I thought I'd heard it all, but here's something new I had not heard until reading in Michael Martinez's column in the Detroit News. On my own, I've said Bill Ford had to put all ego aside to make a decision to say, I'm not the guy to do what the company needs. I need to go find the guy. And he found you, and he had to convince you to leave a very successful career at Boeing. You were dealing with airplanes, and he wanted you to come and deal with cars. And your genuine interest in people transcended everything. They might have said it the first 5 minutes, but never again, that you weren't a car guy or any of that. And you're a guy going into the Hall of Fame with the likes of Bertha Benz, the wife and business partner of the automobile inventor Carl Benz, Roy Lunn, an engineer with a role in numerous historically important cars, Ralph Nader, the author of Unsafe at Any Speed, a renowned automotive safety advocate, Matthew C. Mancini, president and CEO of Lear Corporation, honored as the 2016 Industry Leader of the Year, and Michael Manley, head of Jeep and Ram Brands, as the 2016 Distinguished Service Citation. And you, Alan Mulally, spent the least amount of time in the automobile business. And yet, Bill Ford said, I just learned this, that about 6 months into the job, we knew we had Alan emotionally when he stopped doodling airplanes and started doodling cars. I love that.
Well, I am a designer, and I did fall in love with the automobile business, and to be able to have had the opportunity to serve Paul W. two American and global icons. They're so important for the United States, for the economy, for energy independence and security, for sustainability. It's just been absolutely fantastic. And your point about Bill is really, really important. That what Bill offered me was a partnership and working together to turn this company around. And his love of this company, his knowledge of the company, his perspective, it was a fantastic partnership. He's a great leader, and I could never, ever have contributed without this wonderful partnership and leadership of Bill Ford.
That being said, you walked into an environment that needed help, and you offered the help. You got rid of a culture that had gone kind of awry and needed some correcting. You corrected it. And you did it with leadership and a positive attitude that I've never seen anywhere with leadership the way that you've done what you've done. You've always been so positive. On the other hand, you also walked in with a new set of eyes and said, I wish I were there when this happened, Alan Mulally, when you walked in and said, wait a minute, where's the Taurus? That was one of your most successful cars ever. How come I don't see the Taurus in the lineup?
Well, the most, as you well know, the most important thing is our brand, that wonderful blue oval, and what it stands for, because it's our it's our promise to the customers, the quality, the safety, the efficiency, the connectivity, just so important. And that family, you know, from the Fiesta, the Focus, the Fusion, the Taurus, the Mustang, the Escape, the Edge, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, the Ranger, the F-Series, and now the new Transit family. That serves all the markets, small, medium, and large cars, utilities, and trucks around the world. And that brand is just so important. Every one of those vehicles is important to everybody. So that complete family of best-in-class vehicles is the absolute foundation of the Ford Motor Company going forward.
And you have no regrets, Alan Mulally. You've said it a number of times. You've said it in print. You've said it on the air with me. You've said it privately. No regrets whatsoever. And yet people have questioned on shedding brands, but you needed to at the time, shedding brands like Jaguar and Land Rover and maybe Volvo, but no regrets there.
Well, absolutely not, because, you know, at the time, over 70% of the business was the Ford brand, and it's a global brand, it's a powerful brand, and what we really needed to do was to focus on Ford, then unleash all of the creativity to create this complete family of best-in-class vehicles. And remember, at the time, we had like 97 different nameplates we were working on, and so to be able to reduce that to less than 20 and cover the entire market worldwide with vehicles allowed us to really, really focus on Ford and dramatically change our cost structure so we could be competitive and we could make vehicles in the United States and all around the world. I mean, we did absolutely the right thing. And again, tonight I'm accepting this on behalf of all the talented people at the Ford Motor Company, and our dealers are going to be there, and our fabulous suppliers are going to be there, and our employees, and it's a time. It's just a wonderful time to reflect on what we've done, and also the tremendous opportunities to further evolve the transportation system going forward.
Former head of the Ford Motor Company, Alan Mulally, is here. He is going into the Automotive Hall of Fame tonight. It's a big deal at Cobo, and is such a well-deserved honor for Alan and all the other folks that are going in. I just wanted to catch up, Alan. I know you are officially retired, and you are spending time with the family, which you've always done. You've always, you and Nikki have always had family trips and other situations and circumstances. You've liked golf. You've played tennis. But you're also consulting, teaching, and on a few boards of directors. What else?
Well, I was... I was just talking to Ann a little bit about that, that my little retirement portfolio involves the things that you just described. I'm very, very pleased to be serving on the board of directors of Google. It's just a phenomenal company that continues to change the world in a positive way. And also, I'm on the board serving at Carbon 3D, which is a leading edge of 3D printing, which is really interesting, Paul W., because when we first designed the 777 airplane and we used CATIA and digital product definition to define all the 4 million parts, and then we used the same systems at Ford on all of our vehicles, our dream was that someday the parts would be defined digitally. They'd be on the cloud. You could pull them down. You could make the parts without all the tooling, improve the quality, and reduce the cost. And so they're making that happen. So I'm very pleased to be doing that. And to your point, on consulting, which has been really fun to CEOs and their teams about improving their management system. And I'm also teaching a little bit. But the most fun is hanging out with Nikki. 46 years we've been married, and hanging out with our five kids around throughout the United States. So a little bit of golf and a little bit of tennis, but that's my retirement portfolio, and I love staying involved with aerospace and automotive.
I think I remember many years ago, and the kids were all of age, but you sent me a note saying, at a pub, please send money. That's when you had the kids old enough and you were going around and finding just how expensive a family vacation can be when they're all of age.
Well, absolutely. I think I was looking for a cash machine. they're so fun. They enjoy each other, and as you saw, just very fortunate to have such a wonderful family.
A great family. A quick note on the business right now, autonomous vehicle technology, another one of those great opportunities Detroit wants to be keyed in. But we've watched this company, Tesla, get themselves into a problem by people are confused about autopilot. I might say it again. I said it every time I can. There is no working autopilot in the auto industry. You can find it in those planes that you were talking about.
Right.
But they're not on cars yet, and somehow that there's been some confusion raised here.
Well, I think that's a really important point, and we got to just be really careful that we keep the center of attention on the driver. And I think we're going to see more assist features going forward, and I can imagine as the technology evolves that we'll see in very controlled environments more autonomous operations. But the most important thing is that we stay focus on what we do the best, and that is providing safe and efficient transportation.
And that's what
Paul
you
W.
Do.
Can I say something to you?
Sure.
So I would like to congratulate you on your recognition in the National Radio Hall of Fame, and also the fact that you are going to be inducted into the Michigan Broadcasting Hall of Fame, and 20 years anniversary of your morning show. And I just think that is so neat, and on behalf of all of us and what you've done to keep us all connected and aware of all the neat things that are going on. Congratulations, my friend.
We miss your kindness and your generosity, Alan Mulally, because you always spread that around to everyone else when we're calling to congratulate you for your achievements, my friend, going into the Automotive Hall of Fame tonight. God bless you, Alan. We love you. We're glad that we could catch up with you on a few things, and we'll stay in touch, and I hope you will do the same.
Absolutely. Another day in paradise.
I'm gonna paraphrase what you've said about Ford in the past and about our program. I'm going to say, Alan Mulally rocks.
Oh, thanks, Paul W. Thank you.
I'll see you later, Alan. Have a great night tonight.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.